The Hard Shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Also adorable is Verona Murphy. Well, she's quite hard-assed, really, because she is the boss of the Irish Road Haulage Association, and she, of course, is in the front line of all the Brexit trouble. Roll on, roll off, Lolo as well, at our ports, the front line of all our export-import industries. Well, last night, Verona attended a meeting as president of the IRHA with Heather Humphreys and other representatives in relation to Brexit. What did you ask for and what did you get, Verona?
Well, essentially, again, it was cross-departmental from the point of view of civil service. So we had revenue, Department of Agriculture, immigration, and attending from the public were cross members of RG Data, the Retailers Association, our own sector, both myself and the FTAI, as well as many of the supermarket chains. I think it was very informative, but whilst being informative, quite worrying. I mean, look at, we are going to have substantial change, and it is something that there's no point in panicking about. There is grave concern, and the reason for that is that the expected delays are going to cost our industry huge amount of money, an absolute huge amount of money. And I know perfectly well at this stage that our sector just doesn't have the wherewithal profit margins to cope with that. And I'm very sure that an amount of small enterprises in Ireland will not have the capacity to deal with the change.
So, like, what are we talking about? Are you that you rock up to Dublin Port and there'll be extra paperwork? Will it be that, you know, it'll be queues of traffic, it'll be delays, because the port and all say that they're making arrangements.
There's no doubt about it. Dublin Port and Rosslare Port have, they've carried out huge alterations. They're preparing. But the reality is that we're not going to know how any of it's going to work until it happens. So yes, there'll be paperwork that we're not used to. So for instance, we're told that we will be filling in customs declarations, either the haulier, a customs agent, or the exporter will be doing that. The clear indication is that if that hasn't arrived at the port with the revenue and you have an MRN number, which will be a movement reference number, you will not be entering the port. Now, that's a substantial consideration, that things can go wrong, internet services can be down, you know, you lose the ability to send something because the internet's gone or the electricity's off. We're highly dependent now on IT. So the reality is that we may see trucks turned away from either port, because that's the stipulation from customs. In relation to the Department of Agriculture, they will require, particularly for imports in food product, 24 hours notice. Now, our industry has developed without borders. Most of our loads in the UK, from a supermarket chain perspective, load between the hours of 5 in the evening and 10 at night.
This is in the UK
this
side.
This is in the UK, yeah. That brings the food to our multinational supermarkets here in Ireland. They make the 2 o'clock, 2:30 ferries from Holyhead. They arrive in Dublin 5, 6 a.m.
What sort of produce are we talking about? Perishable goods?
Mostly perishable. All food items, but mostly perishable. And anything that you can think of in the food chain. And they're mixed. So you load trolleys that could have up to 40 or 50 products in one trolley. And then you go to the warehousing of that supermarket and everything's just unloaded. So that's obviously, if 24 hours notice is required, there's no just in time anymore. So if I order on the system in Ireland at 5 o'clock in the evening, I could well have that product in the supermarket at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock the next morning. That's not going to be the case, because the Department of Agriculture are going to require 24 hours notice. So there will be no just in time market.
The farmers have looked after, particularly Michael Gove came out yesterday and said, yeah, we're going to apply tariffs if there's a hard Brexit to food imports. 50% of our fresh beef product and frozen beef product goes to the UK. Are Holyer's looking for a few bob of aid?
Well, if you look at it from the perspective that Michael Gove is saying the tariff is going to be applied, it is almost immediate then that the EU response is that the farmer will be compensated for the amount of the tariff. The Holyer, if there's a loss to the 50% of the market, it means that we will lose. We won't transport the goods. Should we not be compensated? If there's an alternative and we can take up the slack, very good, but it's highly unlikely.
But you know, under state aid rules under the EU, is that allowed?
Well, I think state aid isn't allowed. We all know that currently. But I think in exceptional circumstances, it should be allowed. I'm not sure how we're going to structure it, but I do believe that if we're encouraged and if it's a necessity that we're going to use more direct ferry services, that's quite an expensive route, but it is certainty for the market. Can we afford it as hauliers? No, because there are currently some legislative issues that make it very expensive. Now, we've represented it to the different ministers. We currently have something with Minister Regina Doherty that should be part of the emergency legislative process. So Ireland is subject to different rules under Minimum Wage Acts, Working Time Directive, and the tachograph regulation has us geographically displaced. But we are subject to rules of our own making in determinations that other competitive hauliers from other EU countries are not.
We spoke to a European freight organisation about the land bridge. In other words, something that is going, we'll say a cargo of lamb from Camolin, going to the Paris market. So they're transiting through the UK. They're not dropping off anything in the UK. And therefore, it could be a sealed consignment. And they said that provision was being made in the UK for that. Have you been told anything about that? Landbridge materials?
Yes. Britain has signed up to the Common Transit Convention, which means that, yes, that trailer can be sealed in Rosslare. It can be inspected when it arrives in the UK and it can be inspected again when it arrives in France. Now, that's the issue, though. It must be inspected when it arrives in France to be sure that the seal is intact and the integrity of the load is secure. And it will be the same on the return. The difference is we still don't know at what speed or pace that will operate. What we do know is that certainly the English Welsh ports have made no provisions. There is nothing designated for traffic that is transiting, that's just arriving for delivery in the UK. So they're ill prepared. Certainly we know that Dublin Port and particularly Rosslare Port have a green light lane for the traffic that will be going direct. It will not be impeded and it shouldn't be impeded. And generally those ferries move at different times. I would again say that Rosslare Europort is certainly best placed as a Ro-Ro port. It doesn't have the same congestion as Dublin Port. It has the fastest route. And I think, without a shadow of a doubt, it will be reflected in Brexit that the WB8s will have to return to Rosslare. You'll have heard them announce.
It was a shock announcement. From when is it? The summer?
No, it's actually, from the summer, that they're not going to take up their summer schedule. Currently, they would be on winter schedule, which...
Which seems a complete counterintuitive to what you'd think would be happening.
But look, speaking to the businesses, they were highly dependent on that ferry services and it is highly unusual at the state of play.
You know, I'm of the view that the way we look on Brexit now, it's like your neighbours decide to burn his house down. But I'm still of the view that we'll have a transition agreement and we'll have it by hook or by crook. So hopefully all of this will actually be till the end of the transition period, which will be the end of 2022, and you can all get on with your lives in the interim.
Well, just to inform you, the road transport sector does have a 9-month contingency in the event of no deal. It would actually be 12 months. So there is very little change for us. Customs will be there, everything will be there, but our regulation itself won't change inside of 9 months. To be negotiated.
To be negotiated and to be continued. My thanks, as always, to Verona Murphy, President of the Irish Road Haulage Association, giving us a fly-in-the-wall insight into how government and industry are preparing not only for the export, but the import onto the supermarket shelves of essential goods. It sounds manana.